Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Binalaan ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison ang bansa sa ikalawang pagbuhos ng COVID-19 infections kung magiging kampante ang mga mamamayan. 62 na ang namamatay dahil sa coronavirus habang higit 6,300 na ang confirmed cases sa buong Australia. Pinakatinamaan ang New South Wales na may higit 2,800 confirmed cases. Sa panayam ng SBS World News, sinabi ni Ginoong Morrison na nasa mas maayos na posisyon ang Australia kumpara sa ibang mga bansa.
This is something that we have to get used to, and we have to get used to it at a much higher level of economic activity and being able to cope with that in the future. So no country has found the magic formula to this yet, but Australia is better placed than most and many because of the strong position we went into this in.
Sa kabila nito, dapat umanong maging maingat ang lahat para matiyak na hindi lalala ang sitwasyon. Malabo pa rin na mabawasan ang mga restrictions na ipinapatupad sa bansa.
We still have quite a number of things to still get in place to have the protections there that would enable those sort of restrictions to be eased many, many weeks from now. We want to avoid the horrific scenes that we've seen overseas. I mean, this idea of some herd immunity, well, they're not achieving that in Italy. They're not achieving it in the United States. And or the United Kingdom for that matter, and look at the horrific scenes there. I don't want to see that visited on Australia. And so we need to be very careful. This thing can get away from you quickly.
Pinuri naman ni Ginoong Morrison ang mga Chinese Australians na kaagad nag-self-isolate pagkarating sa Australia. Aniya, nakatulong ito ng malaki para mabawasan ang epekto ng virus sa bansa.
It was the amazing compliance and cooperation and diligence and patience shown by the Chinese-Australian community that saved Australian lives, including many in that community. And they were phenomenal, and I thank them very much.
Inulit naman ng Prime Minister ang pagbatikos sa World Health Organization at ang desisyon nito na hayaang magbukas ang Chinese wet market trade. Matatanda ang pinayagan ng WHO ang muling pagbubukas ng wet market sa China na sinasabing pinagkukunan ng hanap buhay at pagkain ng kanilang mga mamamayan.
I just don't get it. And we want to be able to protect the world's health from these sort of incubators of viruses. And we really, I'm puzzled by the decision. I'm not a health expert. WHO are the ones who are supposed to provide those sorts of protections at a global level, and I do find the whole thing a bit mystifying.
Kinundi na rin ni Mr. Morrison ang anumang racist abuse sa mga Chinese Australians. Aniya ang mga Asian migrants ang naging daan para malaman ng Australia ang paraan ng pagresponde sa pandemic.
It's just so wrong. It's so against who we are as a people. I mean, we're all in this together. It was the Chinese Australian community that actually protected Australia so early on in this virus outbreak around the world. They should call it out, and it's not on. It's not how we get through this together.
Nanawagan si Australian Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santo sa agarang pag-release ng mga low-risk immigration detainees bilang precautionary measure at para maiwasan ang pagkakaroon ng kaso ng virus sa mga detention facilities. Ayon sa punong ministro, pinag-aaralan na ang aksyon para dito.
They're not decisions the government has taken, and it's an issue that's under a constant review by the Australian Border Force, and we're putting the health interests first, but that's not a measure that has been taken.
Sinabi rin ng Prime Minister na ang tanging adikay ng bansa ngayon ay maibalik sa normal ang pamumuhay ng lahat, pero mahaba-haba pa ang tatahakin para makamit ito. Yan ang ulat ni Brett Mason at Sonia Lal para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.